AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Never miss a story. Text NEWS to 31313 to have today's top stories delivered to your phone.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Florey. Glad that you are with us today. Davis Michelson is along as well.
Bro, you called it. You got it. You nailed it. 10-5 does mean to relay a message. That's good work.
I couldn't believe that.
Excellent recall.
I have no idea how I remembered that one. That was weird. Okay. And thank you, Tom. We will be following along with the rest of the 10 codes for the month of October. Shit, it might be fun.
Speaking of 10 codes, here's another fun one. 10-10. Yeah. Available for calls. Just saying. Yeah. We are 10-10. Beloved listeners, 10-10.
Love it. Love it. All right. Hey, let's get to know Chris Edgington. He is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. Chris, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. So how's your day going? You get that airbag fixed yet?
Not yet. I'm actually at the tire repair shop. He's just about done. As I sit in the truck and watch him finish up, I told him I had to do an interview. And then my next stop is the airbag repair place. So, yeah, when the tire blew on the truck, she blew eloquently. She took all kinds of stuff with it, and I'm not even exactly sure when I did it last night, but definitely needed some repair work done this morning.
Wow. Yeah, well, when you put it to use and during harvest, things like that happen. And speaking of putting things to use during harvest, looks like you've had some really good help in the combine cab so far this year.
Yeah, obviously you're paying attention to my picture taking ability, which is terrible. but it's a good thing. It's a good thing that I've had a couple great riders, both in the combine cab and in the truck as well. And you know, that's one of the things that's so different than when I grew up or when my kids grew up. Is there's buddy seats now. There's car seats. You know, we can strap them in and feel comfortable that we got them with us. And you know, we used to get in the combine and ride with Dad, and you put the armrest down and you had to sit on that thing. Well, about two rounds, I'd had enough of that. He'd had enough of that. And, you know, and you were back out of there. Well, today they have designed our equipment for companion ridership.
Yep. It's really cool. Really cool to be able to do that. Chris, those young ones that are in the combine cab with you this fall, how much of a role did they play in preparing for the future in you getting on the path that has led you to being president of the National Corn Growers?
You know, it's a great question, and it's as I reflect on why I do this, and I've even asked my kids why I do this, and it is about the next generation. Our operation currently has three generations involved. My dad still is actively is out there. In fact, he is running a combine at the moment. And my brother and I have been farming together ever since we got out of school. And now I have a son, and he has a daughter, and we've got some other family members around, and we have nieces and grandkids and all kinds of young ones that want to ride and be part of the process. And you know, it's part of why we do what we do. We're thinking about the next generation and how do we improve our operation so it's more efficient for the next generation.
Right. And Chris, you know, even if they're not the next generation of farmers, they are the next generation of consumers. And having that connection back to riding in the cab with Grandpa Chris or with Uncle Chris or whatever, that's going to pay dividends so greatly in the future.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things is we kind of talk with our kids and the grandkids about is talk about what we do. Talk about our products. Because, you know, that's a challenge for a lot of farmers. The guys kind of put their head down, or the gals, and they focus on producing a crop, and they do a fantastic job of it. But but we need to be good communicators as well. And this is why we run the nutrient management program we do. This is why we rotate with corn or soybeans or wheat or where, depends on where you're at. And what does that do for air quality, water quality, soil health? You know, it's just, it is, it's an ever growing thing. And you're right. A bunch of these riders that we have in our operation will never come home to farm. But they will be consumers, and they will live in bigger communities, and they'll be able to talk about what we do.
Man, that's fantastic. Good stuff, Chris. Okay, so you've been a part of NCGA for quite some time, and in developing the NCGA goals, how comfortable are you with the current set of goals that you've got at NCGA, or are you going to be looking at mixing things up a little bit this year?
Well, you know, it's an ever evolving process. Yep. There's always things roll over from one to the next, and so our goals, they really don't change a lot. They're, you know, how do we improve productivity? How do we improve efficiency? How do we improve profitability? And then how do we get, you know, a better message out to the consumer? And you know, we do things with trade. We do things with ethanol. We're always engaged with WOTUS and conservation practices, and you know, and before long we'll be talking all about the Farm Bill again. So
yep.
the options and the opportunities, they kind of roll from one year to the next. Now I can tell you that one of our focuses is getting back together, getting the team back together is kind of how I call it.
Nice.
and improving our teamwork and our messaging, because you know, with COVID, we had staff that was out of the office for over a year, and there's other organizations, their staff is still out of the office. And you just, it's tough to be creative. It's tough to be as active as we'd like to be if nobody's ever, never in the office. And so, you know, part of our goal, and we're getting there, is let's just make sure we get our meetings going again in person, face to face. If we have to mask up, we mask up. But our ability to interact with each other face to face is so much better on when we get in our issues than it is using Zoom. And Zoom's great technology. It worked this morning really well. But it's not the same as being in the room together, whether it's staff in the room with each other or grower members with them or you know, board members. It's that coming back together and working as a team and being part of the whole thing. Versus everybody being isolated in their houses, is a big focus we're working on.
Good. Okay. And the education effort when it comes to biofuels with some of the lawmakers that you've got to talk with, I'm sure that it's easier to get your point across when you're in the same room with them as well, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had some great conversations with some legislators and representatives and administrators on Zoom, and we will continue to do that because it does allow you to be maybe in multiple meetings fairly rapid fire. But but yes, being face to face to talk about why ethanol is so good for the consumer, so good for the environment. It's here and now. It's great for trade because it's something we don't have to import. You know, the sustainability platform that we work on and all that, to do it in person is definitely to the next a step up from doing it on Zoom.
Yeah. And I got to believe for you personally, Chris, up in your area, St. Ansgar, I got to believe that biofuel and supporting ethanol is right close to the top of the priority list for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge piece. And, you know, within 50, 60 miles, I've got a half a dozen ethanol plants. And so it's a big demand. We also have a lot of livestock. We have a lot of pigs. We have a lot of cattle. And both of them utilize, and actually there's not too far away, there's some fairly large land hen facilities. They all utilize corn in one form or another. The cattle industry has embraced dry distillers grains coming out of these ethanol plants. With an abundance of enjoyment. The trucks are hauling that product out every single day to the cattle feedlots, and it's become a feed of choice that they want to have every day in their cattle rations.
Have I noticed an effort at NCGA, Chris, to reconnect or rebuild, but you're really making a big deal out of the feed side of the corn market again, right?
Well, I think we always do, but you're right. It's maybe more evident. Maybe we're a little bit more out there. We're doing a lot with the cattlemen and the National Cattle Beef Association on education of their cattle feeders and consumers around, you know, the products that they're, how this all works. And so, yeah, maybe we're just out there a little more. I think that effort has always been there in the background with pork and beef and poultry. But we're maybe joint messaging out there a little more for the consumer.
Gotcha. Yeah. When I was pro farmer editor and doing a bunch of seminars, Chris, we always did livestock at the end of the market outlook segments. And there'd be a handful of guys that would get up and start to leave. And I'd just holler at them and say, sit down. We're talking about the guys that are using your products that you're growing. Doesn't matter if you don't have cattle and hogs. You still need to know what's going on in those industries so that you can support them. And we've got to support the end users out there, man.
Right. You know, and livestock's the biggest consumer we've got. Between the domestic consumption and the international consumption on exports, livestock is our number one customer, no question. So yes, understanding what they're going through, the times they've been in, and you know, they'll go through things that are out of their control, just like we go through things with the weather that are out of our control.
Right. That's right. Chris, this was fun. I'm really looking forward to many more conversations with you over the course of the year. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you, and we will have a lot of good conversations coming ahead.
You bet. All right, that's Chris Edgington. He is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's up in St. Ansgar, Iowa, northeast Iowa. Just it's even north of me in northeast Iowa.